Have you ever had one before, and how did you react to that?
Yeah, I've had had them before. Like I said, it kind of varies burner to burner. It's each one's its own kind of different situation, and you're waiting on a nerve basically. So the timetable isn't similar to maybe an ankle as far as you know, ice it, maybe tape it up and go. So
it's more indefinite, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you're able to go the next day. I could feel great tomorrow. That's how they're kind of all over the place. You wake up in the morning and kind of gauge how it's going to be that day. So hopefully it moves quick and I can come back.
Have you been able to do anything as far as weightlifting or anything, or have you just been resting it?
No, just resting it now. You don't want to aggravate it and make it a worse situation. So just trying to rest it and hope it comes back.
I know this is down the line, but have you thought about maybe changing your neck protector gear or anything
that? I've done that a couple times this year, changing it and adding some stuff, and then you play around with it until you get one that works for you. So hopefully I can find one that fits what I need protected.
Did you, I guess, estimate with Peyton? I mean, is the middle linebacker on the field a lot against him anyway? Or
they run a lot of 11 personnel, one tight end and a bunch of receivers, and they'll air it out. They run a little 12 with two tight ends, but it's a strong pass attack. So unfortunately, I haven't been able to see a ton of film earlier this week. But
just because you've been rehabbing and
rehabbing, getting, yeah. So, real sure.